Parshas Tetzave. We have here the Big Day Kahuna, and Big Day Kahuna, like everything else in the Mishkan, these are Meramez on Inyanim. Every single element of the Begadim is Meramez on all sorts of Pneumistic Inyanim, and so on. They'd like to focus on a peculiar set of Begadim. The Kohen Gadol's Begadim, you have the Eifed Nechoshen. The Eifed Nechoshen are the top Begadim. They are the ones that are they're the ones that are the visible ones. They're the ones that stand out. The Eifed is sort of an apron, Rashi says. Rashi calls it a sinar, hanoshim. It's the something which is it's mostly in the front and tied back to the back. That's one. And then you have on that the choshen, which is like a box, and it has avonim in it and so on. The arrangement of it is very strange. They're two begadim. Each one is different, and each one is made separately. Even though, from a tailoring point of view, there's no reason why it shouldn't be one begad. Bifrat, that there is a iser, that you can't v'lizach ha'choshem ala eifoid, that it has to be tied down one on the other, and you cannot, it's an iser to have the choshen move from the eifod. It has to be tied down really well. The Rambam says it's obviously derech kilkel only, if you're doing it for cleaning, whatever it is, or to straighten it, you can do it, but al kaponim, it always has to be together. There doesn't seem to be in any reason, it's one beged and it's mohus. I mean, it's sort of the front piece. It's the main piece of the Kohen Gadol, so to speak. And technically, we would just sew it on, weave it in together with the rest of the Eifed. That's from a tailoring point of view. And especially the Torah says a terrible issa not to move one from the other. So why make something in a way that's constructed strangely, tied together? And then there's the issa, to make sure that it's always tied well together, and so on. Now, if you take a look, Lamosha, where the Rambam explains the eifoid, every bit of the eifoid is all about the tying it. Nimtza kishalei b'sheifed machoishin yechoishin aliboy b'shave v'eifed machoirov me'achrov under it v'chishav eifoid kosh alibo tachsachoishin. The chishav eifod is like sort of a belt that comes out from the back of the eifod. That's tied. Shtei kisvei seifod al shtei kseifov. Shtei avoses zohav are tied to the kisvei seifod al tabas achoshen. The tuchot techeles amur chosin dav satzile yodoy. It's all, the description of the eifod is how it's tied together, both around the person and with the choshen. So why is such a very strange construction? That's one nekuda. Another nekuda is you have the avonim in both of them. You have two sets of avonim. You have the avonim on the choshen, which is the avonim that create the act as urim v'tumim, and that is one set of avonim. And then you have the avonim on the kseifos, which also has all the shvatim. The doesn't for no real purpose. The avonim on the kseifos doesn't say about whether it lights up or not, but it's written very, it's different. I mean, in the choshen, the Gemara asks, you don't have all the letters in the aleph bays. The shvatim are still missing letters in the aleph bays. And the Gemara says, you write Shifti Yeshur, and you write Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov on top, you write Shifti Yeshur on the bottom, and that's how you get all of the letters. So that means on the choshen itself has all the letters you need to act as a remetumim. What's the point of having an eifod also? There's a difference also in the way in which it's constructed. In the choshen, every shaver has its own evan. In the on the eifod, it's two avanim with all of the shvatim together. The there's two avanim that are split between the two. But lemais, at the end of the day, It's all together, and that's it. There's another interesting point. The letters, each shevet has a different evan. The evan that carries all the shvatim on the ephod is Avnei Shoham, which is Yosef's evan. So like Dovahu, that the ephod's evan, the ephod itself has one type of evan, it's Avnei Shoham. It has all the shvatim on it, but the evan. So in you have like two parts. You have the choshen, which has all shvatim, each one its own evan, and the ephod, even though you have you have all the names inscribed in it, but it's one type of evan, and it's the evan of Yosef HaTzadik. As Hasama says, v'derech Miza, he says that it says by Yosef, Yaakov told Yosef that I'll give you Shechem Echad Alachecha, I'll give you an extra chelek. So because he carried this one, the Ksefov, which is the Shechem, so this is the Shechem. This is the Shechem that he gave him more than his brothers. In other words, everyone had a stone, and he had. It's mashma also in Chazal. It says that when he came in to be Oyven Avera with Eish Batifar, it says that, do you want that your name should be omitted from the Avnei Ephod? Now, the word Ephod could mean over there a Choshen also. It's Lavdach. Sometimes Chazal use them together. It's interesting it picked specifically the Ephod. There's another something also more unique. The Seder in the Choshen was to have all the letters of the Aleph Beis. You needed that because to be able to have all the letters shine out and so on. In the Avnei Shoham in the Ephod, they needed to be 50 letters, 25 and 25. There's a problem. There isn't. So there's two shitas in the Gemara. Either Yosef was spelled Yehosef, or Binyamin took on an extra yud. In other words, there was a yud or a hey added. Not clear whether Binyamin or Yosef. The Maskari Gemara seems to be Binyamin. The Rambam passing Yehosef. Nice to deal with how he looked up the Gemara. But Akapanim, it's Bnei Rachel specifically. There was Zeicha that had that extra letter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Either Yehosef or Binyamin. Either the Yud is extra in the end of Binyamin, that always written Chasen, it's written Mole, or Yehosef. Well, I don't know, what's the Nekuda, what's the Teichen of that difference? Another Inyan that I'd like to touch on is the each one of the Begodim is Mechapa on some sort of Avera. On some sort of common avera, so some of them are quite obvious. The metzach is metzach nechusha. We spoke about it once, and the meil is mashmiya kol, it's connected to koil, and so on. The ephod is mechapan avera zara, which is a which it doesn't have. I mean, it says the explanation is you do find in different places in Tanakh that you wore an ephod to avodah zarah. They bring the pasuk ephod to trafim. By Pesach Micha, you wore an ephod. An ephod was kind of a garment that a person wore for avodah zarah. Now, the klal is in these inyanim, they weren't mikdash garments. Like somebody said, well, we need something nice for our priest. The guy says, well, I've got an extra ephod or two, let's try that. It's obvious that these are nyanim that mitzad der etzem tochen shaboy. The beged expresses a crown on the head, and these things express certain things. Ephod, I know, avodah zara, yes, I could have given any other shmoneh begodim not avodah zara. They wore long garments, they wore crowns, they wore this. I mean, there's no end to what the different priests wore. I mean, why is ephod specifically connected avodah zara? And also, in its combination with the choshen, like we just said now, where where we said that the choshen is something that has to go together with eifoit, the choshen, it says, is mechapan ivus hadin. It's on the lev aron and so on. I think we've spoken about this also. So fine, choshen is mechapan keneged ivus hadin, but it's mechapan momenistika on choshen mishpat, momenistika type of problems. Good. But the Torah puts them together. When the Torah says v'lo yizach, the choshen from the eifoid, means that the two inyonim are inextricably bound together. This is, it's like there's something very close. I mean, avodah zarah, ivus and dinah mamis is a terrible thing. The kesha between them, in any meaningful way, you know, yeah, you can say money is not avodah zarah, but other than that, there's no. I mean, fine. This is bad. It is true, and I guess it's part of this. It's part of the answer. You see that the neichi of the Aseres HaDibros is followed by Ve'ela Mishpatim. The Ve'ela Mishpatim is linked to Aseres HaDibros, and the Chazal say in many, many places that, you know, Zin Hoel Chafleim, Zin Hoel Chachreim, different Lashaynes where they're bound together. I'd like to try to explain it within the context of the Teichen that we're talking about, where it is. There's also differences in the Psukim, if you want to take a look at the difference in the way the Torah describes what Aaron was doing with the Eifod. It says, V'samta she'avonim al kisos Eifod avni zikron le Yisrael, V'nosa Aaron ha'shmoisim lefnei Hashem, Aaron carries their names of Hashem, Ashtek Sefer of Lozikaret. Here it says, so there it says he carries them lifnei Hashem, Ashtek Sefer of Lozikaret. By the Choshen, it says, V'nosa Aaron Shmoisim Sol Choshen Mishwot Aliboy, Bevoel HaKodesh, Zikaron Lefnei Hashem Tomit. And then again, V'nosa Aaron Shmoisim Sol Aliboy Lefnei Hashem Tomit. So, in the Choshen, Aaron's Aver is first. Now he carries it on his heart, lifnei Hashem, and here the lashon is he carries it lifnei Hashem on his ksefo. Very interesting difference. We should have said both. It should have said nasayin shmoisim al shtei ksefo lizikaron lifnei Hashem. You know, if he was going on the same way, like on the same mishka, like over there, and it's not. There is a very interesting distinction. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's try to understand a little bit some of the teichin of the inyan over here. The Zohar Kodesh says that what's the terrible, terrible problem of having the Eifod and the Choshen not, you know, one shouldn't go from the other. So the Zohar Kodesh says that they represent two separate Hanhagas, two separate elements of Avodas Hashem in a way that they chas v'shalom can't go together. They can't be separated. I'm sorry, they cannot be separated. One is Malchus, one is the other Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's translate it into a language that we can understand, that's meaningful to us. In the Hanhagas of a person's Avodas Hashem, there are two Hanhagas in Avoida that are almost contradictory to each other. There's a Bchina where a person, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the ultimate in Anova and his Batlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melei Chol Haaretz Kvoidoi, and who am I? The Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim, the first parsha in Krishna, means when a person mekabel ol malchus shemayim, it means I am not. I am only a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have nothing of my own. That is the first. That's one hanhaga of a person that's mischayev from the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the person and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called Knesrol. It's called like a kala. It's a pchinas. An akeva is, like it says the famous Ran, that she's not allowed to be an active part in the Kedushin. He says, Eretz Mekudeshes, and she's Mekabel, she makes herself Hefka, famous Lashon of the Ran, Nedarim. and so on. The element of a person being bottle klape kutshabrichu is what the Kadmonim call malchus and delashin. It's the same thing. Malchus implies a totality of commitment and subordination to the melech. The parashas melech, the parashas melech is a parasha where the melech has everything and the subjects don't have anything. So the parasha of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim is a parasha of total isbatlus. The parasha of Kabbalah Zol Mitzvahs is that a person is the one who can do everything and has to do everything. And the parasha of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the way it's written in the Torah, is that if you do good, then there's geshem and there's ase besotcha and so on and so forth. In other words, the person has the ability to create the motor, to create the asev, or chas v'shalom hefech. The person is the most active element, or the only active element in the Bria. Everything else in the Bria is a makabel, and the person is the mashpia, and everything is totally biyotic to do or not to do. That obligates the person to be the total, to do everything, as if everything depends on him, and, you know, im eina nili mili. That's that half of the avodah. And that's an imitation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos klapi the world. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the active element in the entirety of the world, and he's the one who's mashpia and everything, Adam klapi the rest of the world is a mashpia and a oise and so on and so forth. So you have Adam klapi in a sense that he's the nekeva klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that sense the person is batel and his batlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that way she's called Kala, Knesset Yisrael is called Kala, and that's one Bechina. And then there's a reversal of a Bechina where a person is the Mashpia and therefore he's the totality of Hashpah. When it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, the Seder is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, and therefore we are bottled to that. It's like when somebody's pouring into a cup, the pouring is first and the Kabbalah of the cup is second. And in that sense, it's the lowest darga. It's sort of the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, and we shtel ourselves to, we're the Mekablim. So that's why in that darga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first as the Mashpia and we can Mekablim. In our role, when we have to turn around, we start with being a makabel and we turn around and we're mashpia. So we receive, just like a person lilmo delamed, we receive and we give. So that's the relationship of the two most basic pillars of Avodas Hashem is the hispatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the hashpa outward. All of the begadim are different elements of Avodas Hashem. They're preparatory in a certain sense. It's just like when a person wears begadim, the outermost begadim are what I want to present myself at. In order that the suit look good, I need padding under it, I need this, I need lining. But tachlis, it's the presentation. The element of Avoda, as Avoda, is an eifoid. That's what Rashi says. It's like the sinner hanoshim. The sinner is the beged you wear when you are in service. You don an apron when a person wears a beged. So the beged says, "This is me. This is I look good. I look majestic. I look malchustic, and so on and so forth." The begadim are the covered and tiferes of the person. That's how the person presents himself. Nice and mechabdaisa, begodim, that's why you have to wear begodim noyim on Shabbos. Begodim is, I present myself in the nicest way possible with my begodim. When I take a sinner and I put it on all my begodim, so when the waiter or the cook takes a sinner and puts it over his begodim, he says, now I am in service of something else. So an ephod is something which is a beged that denotes service. When a person puts on a sinor, I'm mevatel my levushim, I cover my levushim with the sinor, and now I'm there to do the dirty work, so to speak. I'm there to serve. So the beged of Eifoid is keneged that bechina of Malchus or Hispatos. Let's use it in the language that's appropriate for us. The Hispatos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am at service. But the service is to do something. And the beged with which we do is the choshen. The choshen is the active part. It's where the koyin can radiate the name and so on for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do the and project. It's the active part of the avodah. So we have a b'china of eifoid and choshen. Mitzad its toichen. These are two extraordinarily different begadim, and that's why you can't make one beged out of it. The koyches ha-nefesh of anoicha of eifa and uchshani latzmi moani, and the koyches ha-nefesh of imein ani lemili are opposite koyches ha-nefesh. They're exact opposite. But you can't move one without the other. If a person does avoda, but the avoda is not with his batlus, then that's avoda zara. He's not becoming a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say I'm a marbitz Torah because I like the covet. I like this or that or whatever other shalei lishma. So it's avoda, but it's not avoda Hashem. It's avoda for myself. Let's say I'm a big bal chesed and I like the covet and I like the favors I might get back and the power that it bestows on me. He's a great oivid, except he's not oivid Hashem. He's oivid his own interests. If a person is madgish, is ispatlus, but it goes no place, he's not doing anything, he's not an eved. An eved is not somebody who is a neb. An eved is not somebody who is a nobody. It's somebody who's doing something. Eved is milosh navoida. And if the person says, yeah, who are we? We're off of Eifa, we're nothing, we're nobodies, we can't do anything, we this and that. Who am I even to think of doing anything? So, who needs you? I mean, the Hisbatlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a background for an Avoida. It's not the Avoida. An Eved is called an Eved, means I have nothing of mine because I'm being Oivet something. I'm doing something to somebody. The Gemara says, an Eved has not shoved the Krese, an Eved that can't work enough to earn his own keep, what's the point of it? An Eved, the humility of an Eved, where if the Eved comes to the Odin and says, Rav Odin, I am such a nobody, nothing, I can't even think of doing anything, just sit and keep me alive. That's not Avdus. So the two elements, that's what the Zohar Kodesh says. Those two Halakim must go together. One without the other is bad. One without the other is not avoida, lehedya. And the eifoid is the battles of the person. I am ready to serve. And the choshen is the avoida that the person is doing. That's why avoida the eifoid is mechapan avoida zara. Avoida zara means I'm there to serve, but a very different God than you had in mind. And before we even, the first Avodah Zarah is the person himself. I'm there to do it for me. And Eifoid, because the Eifoid is a Zbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it is, then Eifoid is something which is Kuloi, it's a Maise Zbatlus, and that's why it's Mechap Avodah Zarah. In all of the Avodos, in all of the different areas of Torah and being an Eved Hashem, the one that is the most human focused is Dine Mamonis. In Dine Mamonis, it's not Gzeres HaKosovs, it's almost all Svaras. It's in Kachim, it's all Psukim. All of Kachim is there's a Mishnah. Then you have, how do you know this? How do you know this? Is there Shilav HaKazalakiv? Is it not Shilav HaKazalakiv? Is it this possible use for that? It's the vast amount is limudim. There are no svaris that you can say in Kachim. You can be magged different in Yonim of Avodah where something, you know, under what pasuk if it's in. But Kachim has no. But Metzia has no psukim. The psukim are a handful for all of Nezikin, because it's kemar all Svaras Adam Alpitera. So the most prominent of Asiyas Adam, the most prominent chelik, is adjudicating Inyanim of Chayshim Mishpat. And that's why the two go together, and they fit exactly together. The chelik that is his batlus, that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the relationship between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the relationship of me to, as quote unquote the God to the world, as the Reduvik Yeshua, as the one who has control over the world. Those two are represented. Those two extremes are represented by Eifa and Chayshin, and that's why there's an issur that they cannot be that they're inseparable. That's why there's a chiddush be inseparable. The Shvatim were written in each one. In the world, in the chelek of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs essay represent the avodas Hashem. The mitzvahs essays represent what each one does. Mitzvahs los essay are an act of hisbatlus. They're an act of not doing. They represent where a person refrains because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They represent Yira. That's the Avoida of Los Aseis. In the world of doing, each and every person is different. In other words, Noshim are not Mechuyim as Eshel Magrama. Yisrael is not Mechuyim as Mitzvah Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi can't do things Kohanim do. And so on. Yizvulun is the one that goes to Chayf Yamin. Asher Shemin Alachmoy, and God is good. Yudena, each and every Shevet has his particular Asiya, and he uses his particular Koiches for Asiya. And in that sense, each one is different. Each Shevet is different. And that's why on the Chelik of the Choshin, which is the Asiya, that's where each Shevet has its own unique square, to be exact. In the world of not doing, there's no differences, the etzem. I can say that, you know what, I have a bigger focus on learning Torah than on tefillah. He has a bigger focus on tefillah than on chesed. He has a bigger focus on chesed than on this. In not doing, I can't say, well, I'm more focused on not eating treif than on not being Chal Shabbos, or vice versa. It's machayev across the board. There's no distinctions, no real distinctions. I mean, there's some dikduke mitzvahs, but it's not really meant to be any distinctions in lo saseh. Noshim machayev mo lo saseh. There's no distinction, because by its nature, in his batlos, everyone's the same. In other words, in the army, each one has a different function that he does, but in his allegiance to America, they're all the same. The person in the submarine, the person running the computers, the person spying, they're all the same allegiance. In as much as the army is about being mostly a nefesh for a country, they're all the same in there. So, on the Choshen, each Shevet had a separate box, had its own square. On the Kisos Eifed, they had to be, it was one, because there's no Chilukish Shvatim Be'etzim. The Yosef HaTzadik, let's go more, even deeper a little bit. If the two Noshim, of the two wives that Yaakov had, Yaakov was Echad, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Sava, Shavakin Hashem Echad, he had two wives, Rachel and Leah. Chazal say, Rachel took the plach of Shtika. Rachel's prominence was in what she didn't do. She didn't give away that her sister's one being married to Yaakov. That is her plach of shtika, and her avoda is where she contained herself. And Binyamin says, like, the Shevet, Rachel's children excelled in subordinating their self for something else. So the two children on the Avnei Ksefes, the two children of Rachel were the ones that were prominent. Either Yosef was spelled Yehosef, or Binyamin was spelled with an extra yud. But because that Beged belongs to Bnei Rachel, they're the ones who have that yichud. So one of the two, depending on the two sheets, the Gemara, depending on the Rambam Paskas, but the Nkud is either or. Those are the two, they belong over there. Yosef, the Yosef's godless was that he didn't do an Avera. But it's interesting how he didn't do the Avera. He didn't say how terrible Arayas and Znus is. Yosef said, my Adon entrusted me with everything here except for you. How could I do this to him? In other words, the nekuda with which he refrained from Avera was the relationship of an Eved to an Adon. That I have not been given the Rishus for this. Because that was the underlying, that's where he was Zeicha, to the Avne Sheham. Avne Sheham, the Kisfei Sa'efeid are connected to Avne Sheham because of this Inyan. They represent the Hizbatlus too, and that's specific to the Efeid. The difference between where the Avonim were. The lave of a person, when a person speaks about his das, libi oimeli, avanta the libe. In other words, when Chazal describe a person's own understanding, his intuitive understanding, you know, we say libi oimeli. It's like, I think this is so. In other words, there's this very clear sense of self-understanding and so on, and that's on the level of the person. And that's the makom where those avanim were. In the Kaimus Adam, a person's head is his prominent feature. The place where the body sort of stops, the gap between the body and the head is a person's ktefayim. And an oil, when you place an oil, a place on ktefayim. The ktefayim is the place where you subordinate the entire body not to your head. In other words, normally the person's head is the master over his body, and the head directs the body for its own purposes and so on. The ktefayim is the makom that I can put another ol on my guf that's not myself. It's a makom to put someone else's head on it, to harness myself to someone else. And the ktefayim is the place of, the Beis HaMikdash was built in a place that was called being safe of Shochein. It's a makom ktefayim. Binyamin's being safe of Shochein. So Binyamin had ktefayim, and that was his makom avoida, and Yosef had ktefayim. And he was on the Avne Sheham. Because the chelik of the person that's miyuchet to this inyan of Kabbalah's all is specifically ktefayim. And that's where it was. And that's, I think, the difference between the two lashonos in the psukim. The chesh was on his liboy. In other words, it was him. What was the purpose? Lifnei Hashem. It's we're doing the avodah for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The avnei sheyam on the ktefayim of the ephod was lifnei Hashem. It's Metzias is Lifnei Hashem. Where did you happen to plug it in? You're plugging it, they fight. In other words, it's such an extraordinary distinction between the two. One is, it's the heart, and yes, what am I doing using my heart for? My Havanas Alev and so on, for Hashem. And one is the Pshat, my Metzias is Lifnei Hashem. Where do I plug in the Lifnei Hashem? I plug it in the Ktefai. But very, very different in terms of its how the Torah expresses it. The Malbim says that the reason why he needed 50 letters was Kneged Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem Kod Mahusay. Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kod Mahusay is Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. It's the makom where a person's mekabel malchus shemayim. Baruch Shem Kod Malchus Olam Ve'ed is the expression of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, how I will help radiate, express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godliness to the world. But that's said b'sheket. In other words, Shema Yisrael is primarily the Kabbalah of Olam Malchus Shemayim and its expression thereof going outwards. There's an interesting Chazal. Chazal is saying the Medrash that God is gracious. It says, Sifsaser kichut hashani, Klal Yisrael's fasayim, Klal Yisrael's lips are like chut hashani, umadbarech nove, and your words are nice, pleasant, and so on. So the Medrash says, the kichut hashani sasech is going on the ephod, and umadbarech nove is going on the choshen, where there was Davonim was sturois, very nicely set up, very nicely organized, and so on. That's keneged the Madborech Novim. The Rashi says, Kechut Hashem Sarech, that Klal Yisrael keeps its words. That when you maftiach something, and he brings the pasuk that it says they took the Chut Hashani, And they hung it up for Racha Bazaina, and they kept their word. So that's Kechut Hashani. That's the Sfasayim. Moitzi Sfasecha Tishmor. The keeping what you are menader is that is like this. It's the same inyan. When a person speaks, the eloquence of the speech and the words are the outward expression. The commitment to keep my word is the inner chelik of it. The sfasayim represent the person's gateway, not to let something out, unless whatever. It's the edge of the person. And the midbarech is the expression of the person. The sense that if a person uses his words to fool somebody, to be meramis somebody, that's it means it's kulei chutz, it's not anchored to any pnim, to any teichen. And if a person is tongue tied, he might have tremendous intentions. There's no way of expressing it, bring it out. The ephod is where the person's anchored to the emes, lamalo, takarish baruch hu. And the choshen is where the person expresses it. That's where a person keeps from doing wrong. That's the ephod, and where the person does and so on. That's the choshen. So let's just sort of bring it together and to in the begodim of the Kohen Gadol. Almost everything we can see as a chana, certainly the dal begadim and the meal, the outermost beged, the beged of avodah itself, is the ephod, and that's how it's expressed always when you speak about kohen chagor ephod, and so on. That's the ephod and the choshen are the kohen gadol's major kli avodah. The Torah explains that avodah at its highest level comes in two layers. The pnimius of avodah requires ispatas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person needs to keep rechecking it. Every time a person does things that are good, successful, important, that accomplish, then there's always a vayizach of the chayshon from the ephod. There's always a chash of it moving away, because that's the nature of it. If you put a lot of stress on one part of a beged, it moves off. If two things are tied together, you pull on one, the other moves away. So every time fakert, every time a person is successful, and a person was able to accomplish something, there's a strain on the pnimius of it, and a person needs to understand that in the core of Avodas Hashem, the two begotten coming together, and like the Rambam describes it, the amount of tying that you have to do, like everything is, I mean, the description of it is how to tie together, because it's so tricky. It's It's the undertaking of it to do it because that's what I'm supposed to do. It's the sense of if it's done, then I did it because I was supposed to do it, because I'm obligated. This is what you were, if you were successful, it's because that's what you were sent to do. It's not because you did something extraordinary, unusual, and wonderful. Maybe someone else didn't do it. But for you, this was your mission, and you did it. And you did it because you were sent to do it. It's vice versa. Sometimes it's easy for us to opt out of things. And a person wraps himself up in Frumkeit, whose purpose is to excuse it for doing anything. I once heard somebody at a Sheva Brach say something. It really took every ounce of restraint not to get up and comment. The person advised the Chassan the following. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam HaRishon around Gan Eden, and he says, take a look what a wonderful world I have. Ten Dait Chosh Lo Tekalkas Ilami. Make sure you don't ruin it. So the person said, you see, Avodas Adam is one thing. Not to do. Don't do, because you'll always be ruining things. And the person thought that it was an extraordinary frum message. It'd be a very big tzaddik. Just sit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know that you're nothing, and don't do anything. That's also v'yizach. That's the pshat, is you take off the choshen and put it in and park it someplace. The eifed itself is avodah zarah without the choshen. The avodah zarah wore an eifed. His path is to what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be avodah, means to do things, to do it for Him, but to do them. So there's one element, and different people have different in the tension that tends to separate the choshen from the eifed. There are tensions sometimes in the choshen, sometimes in the eifed. That's the nature of it. Yosef at Tzadik, Yaakov Avinu told him, I gave you this. Hasema says, he points out, just marvelous the way he, in three words, he says that that's what Yaakov told Yosef. You have Shechem Echad on everybody else. You have shoulders that are bigger. And Shaul, who came from Rachel, from Benjamin, Shaul, it says, he was Mishichmo Lamaila. He was Gavoya from everyone. He's from the shoulders upwards. Shaul was a tremendous honor, and in the end that did him in. But Shaul's godless lay in his Shechem Echad. Yosef's godless lay in his Shechem. And the fact that in all their greatness, what traps a person, even Arayas, what traps a person, you find big people on Nichshol and Arayas, inevitably they become so haughty with themselves, so that they're above everything. They can do what they want. In the time of Arayas, people are equal. But in the sense of I can do it with impunity and get away with it, where a person is full of himself, that's usually where people have their downfalls. And that's where, and if a person feels humbled, he tends to backs off. It's where a person feels very, very confident of himself, very comfortable with himself, that he knows no bounds. Literally, knows no bounds, knows no restrictions. The Aveda of Yosef's godless was where he said, I'm not allowed to do it. It's not my domain. I'm an Evet. This is not for me. My Adoni trusted me everything except for you, and therefore it's out of my domain as an Evet. When a person puts the two together, when a person puts the Choshen and the Eifed perfectly together, and like the Rambam says, he doesn't allow one to move away from the other, derech kilkul v'hefsid. He doesn't allow them to become disengaged from the other. That becomes the ultimate covenant teferis for Bnei Aaron. Because Mammonus is the ultimate in what a person's own avoda is. Where does a person's, this is, what do you think? You know, it's, in Kachim is, where's the pasuk? In Bamitzia, it's, what's your svara?
And so, the question is that,